Yesterday was such a wonderful, wonderful time. And one of the girls that works there, and I said, so a day like today makes it worth coming to work for every day. It was wonderful, wonderful. She was absolutely surprised. She thought that they were doing a party for the founder, who just recently lost her husband, but she is very actively involved, still the director. And so it was just, it was wonderful. I lost where I was going with that directorship, so just bear with me. But just a little side note. When they remembered, several of them mentioned the first time they saw Jessica in the service. And when we took her down, I'll never forget, she's getting ready for bed, she's standing in front of the mirror, and she pulls her beanie cap off. And she had done her own hair. It was shaved around here, and there was a little bit on top, and she said, I did this myself, and I wanted to say, I could tell you that. I knew that. But she was in her beanie cap, and they said she was just kind of hibernating in the back row. All the rest of them were raising their hands and worshiping God and everything. And the director, whose name is Grace, she said, I had to have a key to her heart. So she started talking to her, and she said, where are you from? And Jessica said, Caribou. She said, Caribou, I've been there before. She told us that when she was at Zion, she came with the Corraliers, and they obviously had a service in this church. It was around 72, 73-ish. And so she started calling Jessica Miss Caribou. And I think probably to this day, she's still Miss Caribou to them. But she said that was the key to her heart. I just had to relate on something that she was familiar with. So this is what I shared with them, and I pray that it will be a blessing to you. I was thinking about it. Nothing would seem to come, and I said, Lord, you've got to give me something to share with them. And this is what it was. ABCs plus D. A. Always ask God first. These are kind of like little keys to walking this walk, doing life with Jesus. Always ask God first. If we determine to do this, then we won't have to decide whose voice we're going to listen to. There's lots and lots of people that have probably, someone has come to you and said, can you give me a piece of advice? And I'm not saying that advice or counsel is not needed and not good. But let's not leave Jesus as a multiple choice answer on a test. Because you know, sometimes, at least I can remember tests like this, the last answer on the multiple choice was other. So it could have been anything, you know? So we just check other, because we didn't really know which one we wanted to say. So that just narrows down the voices in our mind. But you know what? When we ask God to help us, the scripture says, if anyone lacks wisdom, ask God who gives liberally and doesn't even scold us for asking. Like, you should have known that. No, no. But when we ask him, he will give to us. But you know what? There's a real good chance he's going to use a brother or sister or a friend to help with that direction a little bit. He might arrange circumstances. That's going to be part of your answer, but it's still God's doing. So always ask him first. Not just every once in a while when you feel like it. Always. Ask him and let him be your first choice. B, but God. These two words change whatever came before and makes them into something totally different. Makes your circumstance different. So no matter what has happened in your life, it can work for good. I remember when I found this verse and I was reading it and I just started following through my chain reference and I came up with three but gods that I want to share with you. In Acts chapter 7, verses 9 through 10, they were talking about Joseph. And the patriarchs moved with envy, so that lets you know they didn't have anything good in mind for this situation, sold Joseph into Egypt. That's not a good situation for a Jewish boy to be put into. But God was with him. So that changed everything. The fact that he was in Egypt, everything has just changed because God was with him. And God delivered him out of all of his afflictions and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Can you imagine that? I just can't even understand how that could happen. But God. Second one, 1 Corinthians 10:13. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above what you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you might be able to bear it. There are times when we, with eyes wide open, walk into a situation that the first step in, we know this isn't going to be good. But there's still a but God there. But God is faithful. There's other times when you get into a situation that you had nothing to do with. Circumstances worked in such a way, you found yourself in a place you knew was not good. But God steps in, and God is faithful. And why does he do that? So that you're able to bear it. Romans 5, 7, and 8. But God, let me see, I wanted to read 6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. So we were the ungodly before Christ. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God proved his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, I was thinking, we heard a visiting minister who came when we were in Rochester, New Hampshire, former football player, Joe Jackson was his name, and he used this term, facts versus truth. Okay, a fact about being broke. Ever been broke? Yeah, many times. Two nickels were hard to find to rub together. I remember that. All right, that is the fact of the matter. No matter how much you avoid talking about it, the bottom line is you are broke. But what do you think the truth is that comes from the Word of God? Anybody give me a scripture? But my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Is there a shortage on his riches? Oh, no. No, he's not. So you see where I'm going with that. We spoke the fact, but we declare the truth. The truth is that God will always supply our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Has anybody ever been sick? Is anybody sick right now? Okay. That's a fact. You can't get up off the bed. But, oh, I don't want to give the devil credit. The fact of the matter is you're not feeling well. You're sick. Okay? I am the Lord, that healeth thee. That is the truth. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, I am healed. That's the truth of the matter. That's the truth of the matter. So we need to, if we have to do a little chart, on this side, we're going to write the facts. On this side, we're going to combat it with the truth of God's word. His word is truth, is what the scripture says. So don't settle in to the fact column, okay? Let's settle in to the truth of God's word. C. Remember, it's the ABCs. Control. I think everybody here at one time or another in your life have felt like everything was out of your control. There's not one thing that I have control over, you may have said. I heard somebody say once, control the things you can and leave the rest of them to God. Because if I can't control them, never going to change. Will we give control to Christ? And this is a different crowd than we were with yesterday. Those young women have learned, and I'm sure there's still the time that they struggle with it. Their controlling their life didn't get them to a good place. So I think they were probably very willing to give control over to the Lord. So all I can think of when I love this song, but this is the only line I know of it. Carrie Underwood's song, Jesus, Take the Wheel. That's the state of mind we need to be in. And as I was thinking about it, I'm role-playing this little thing. And I'm watching Jesus being a gentleman that he is. He really won't make us do anything. He might make us really willing to do it, but we're not robots. And he's not a dictator. He's a loving Heavenly Father. So I'm picturing this. We're coming to get into the vehicle because the steering wheel gives direction. How we turn that wheel is going to determine the direction that we go. So here's Jesus sitting on the passenger side, gentleman that he is, knowing that I'm just a tad bit stubborn sometimes. He says, okay, you want to drive? Go ahead. Go ahead and drive. But Jesus has had our lives planned out from before we were born. He's mapped it all out, and it's up to us to follow that map. But many, many times we don't. So I'm driving, and he knows where I'm headed, right for the edge of the road on the wrong side. So here's Jesus, picture him. He grabs the wheel. No, you can't go that way. You're going to have an accident. Well, then but you said I could drive. So I keep going, and now I'm on the other side of the road, ready to go over the edge. No, you got to turn that wheel back. That bantering back and forth, that's enough to cause stress. But see, that would never happen if we said, Jesus, take the wheel. All we have to do is go along for the ride when he's driving, because he knows exactly where his map is for us. And he knows exactly how to get there without any stress, without any turmoil, without any accidents that could cost us our life. So a lot of people think, I've got to have control. No, you really don't. I don't. Sometimes we like it, but it gets us in a lot of trouble sometimes. So we want to give control to him. Doesn't matter anything that we can think in our minds. He has our lives planned out. I knew you in the womb. That's a long, long time. long time, and he had it all planned out. D, decide, intentionally decide to follow Jesus. That's a vow that each one of us need to make. And you know what? Probably on a semi-regular daily time. We need to do it daily. Lord, I commit my life to you. I surrender, and I am determined that with your grace and your strength, I will follow you my entire life. Does that mean you're going to walk and never trip over a speed bump? No. No, not at all. But he just picks us up. We brush our knees off, and we continue on. No turning back. No turning back at all. Don't even let that be an option when you start following Jesus. Well, if it doesn't work and it's too hard and I get discouraged, no, I'm not even going to go there. Because the alternative is not good. If we decide to turn back on Christ, it's not good. We're out there again, all on our own, trying to go through life and come out at least all intact. So today, I would like to, yesterday I said, Jessica, when we met her, she was the picture of death. That's the only word that would come to me when I would look at her. She looked like she was ready to drop at any second. Today, she is the picture of life. 2 years ago, she was the picture of condemnation. But yesterday, she is the picture of God's grace at his finest. At his finest. And it was just such a blessing. But I want to ask you, back to the but gods and the facts and the truth. Is there anybody that you are in a situation that you didn't ask to be in? Or maybe you just walked into it with eyes wide open. You into a situation that you feel like, I'm never going to get out of this. Understand that God is with you. God is with you. Are you in temptation? Do you have a hard time to walk by temptation? It's like it just sticks out its ugly hand and just in its claws, it just draws you into it. There's a portion of scripture when it was speaking about a temptation, and the scripture said, flee from it. That doesn't sound like I'm going to skip away from it. It sounds like I am going to put my running boots on and I'm going to be out of there. So don't just walk into something and say, well, I'm here. I might as well enjoy it while I'm here. No, 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 no. Flee. Flee temptation. And then, maybe you've never experienced the cleansing of the blood of Christ in your life. For whatever reason, maybe you've never had an opportunity. Maybe you've never been in the right frame of mind to do that. God commendeth his love to us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We don't have to come to him and be cleaned up before we come. No, no, don't have to do that. So I am asking you today to take God's word at heart and just know that Jesus is here to help you today. God bless you.